Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You don't remember driving all the way out there to Dallas.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give God praise, all glory, and honor, and shout right now. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for the God, oh God, for we know that you're God that is able. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move right now, oh God. Touch every heart, touch every mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we come to be changed, oh, today. We come to Mount Zion to be changed, oh God. Oh, Lord, change and make us more like you, oh God. Lord, we don't want to be the same, oh God. For the Bible says that there be a renewal of our minds daily, so we come to receive the renewal of our minds right now, oh Lord. Pour to us mighty and great, oh God. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not be conformed to this world, but be transformed and renewed of our minds right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we come, oh God, praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving, and a heart of forgiveness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you have forgiven us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for cleansing us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for creating us a clean heart, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, mighty God of the Most High God, we destroy every satanic and demonic altar that's been set up with our names on it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are delivered and set free, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still, Father God, we thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Shout right now, amen. Give God praise, glory, and honor, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I was so glad when they said it to me, let us go into the house of the Lord, amen. There is healing in the house, amen. There is peace, hallelujah. But will you receive it? Will you come into the house of the Lord today? Will you come expecting to receive the blessings of the Lord? Will you come knowing that he's able, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, don't let the enemy deceive you, thinking God cannot reach you where you are, amen. Don't let the enemy deceive you, thinking that God can't change you because you've been there so long, amen. Don't let the enemy deceive you, thinking you can't be healed because the doctor's there, amen. But believe and trust God for the miracles on today, amen, because he is able. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome everybody to the shop. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Money. I thank God for you. Amen. Open up your mouth and shout with us today. Hallelujah. Don't reach that. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning to see a beautiful sunshiny day. He watched over me all night long. And I thank the Lord for everything. Thank the Lord that my nurse is here. Right now, Father, I want you all to pray her that she may go and do all her duties, Father, in your name. And I thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Just being in that place of thanksgiving, just thanking God. Amen. Have you ever prayed the prayer just thanking God? When you look over your life, when you look back over your life, when you look and see where God has brought you from, when you look and know expecting God to do it, do you just take the time out to just say, thank him? Though you don't have it right now, though you can't see it right now, amen, but just thanking God, knowing that it's already done, knowing that he's already worked it out, amen, knowing that he's working things out for your good, for your faith, amen. You just got to get in that place, amen. You have the power, the authority, what is in you. It's the power that's working in you, amen, that takes you to that place, amen, of thanksgiving, knowing that God is able. But will you thank him today? Will you thank him today even though you don't see it? Will you thank him today even though you don't feel it? Will you thank him today in your situation? Just thank you, Lord, because the economy will. And one more time, just thanking God for the one more time, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout hallelujah. Sister Connie Northern, give God all praise, glory, and a shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm just in a bubbly, bubbly mood today. Everything has been good. God is continuing to bless me and my family. I got my daughter here at the job. She's doing her relaunch for her business. The girls here have been very gracious and been very supportive to her her products. I want to thank God for that, and I want to thank God in advance because my older daughter is changing jobs. I mean, she's still a nurse, but she was trying to get another position, and it's and they're sending her through a lot, and she's a little bit stressful. And I smiled when she said, "Mom, I'm going to trust God on this. I'm just going to keep pressing forward." And that made me really, really feel good. That made me feel good to know that my family hears me as I'm walking through, and they stressing, and I just quietly tell them, pray on it. Trust God.
Amen.
Pray on it.
Amen.
Trust God. So
why
now it's inside their mindset. So when they're struggling with something, I hear them say, I'm going to trust God on this. And before, they had never said
Amen.
That. So that makes me feel good. So I want to thank God that I'm able to shine a little light on my family and friends, too, because they see me on this prayer call every day. So I've had some who take a number down. I don't know if they call in, but they do take it. They keep seeing me, so one day they will eventually, get on the line. So they see me every afternoon in my car, so they know. And I just want to thank God to them and thank God, just thanking for making me, like I said yesterday, just thanking me for the peace that I have now.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Just being in that place, I'm telling you, when you trust God, and I thank you for your testimony, just your walk right now, because when your family see you walking, walking in that place of believing and trusting God in faith, especially being the head of the family, the matriarch of the family, they begin to believe and trust, especially as our children. When we see that our mother and our father, our parents are at peace, then we get to be, we get to a place of peace, not worry, because our kids will follow us. If we start worrying and having trouble, then they start worrying and say, Mom, is everything okay? Because they come to us, no matter how old they get, if they call, they'll call Mom, they'll call Dad and say, Dad, I'm going through this. But if we can speak that word, me and my husband, we were studying last night, we're supposed to encourage, we're supposed to comfort. What's the other thing we're supposed to do? Encourage, comfort, and strengthen. Encourage, comfort, and strengthen. And just what you said to your children is, trust God, pray about it. You're encouraging them, you're comforting them, and you're strengthening them. And that's what we're supposed to do. The Bible tells us to do it daily. You want to say today?
Yeah, that's right, today.
Today and throughout the day.
Throughout the day.
Amen. To encourage you all.
Day.
Amen.
Is that day.
Today is that day. Today and throughout the day. Amen.
We'll have today.
Amen. We thank God for the day in itself and the length of the day. Amen. Just thanking God. Amen. Remember you all to encourage and comfort and to strengthen each other daily. Amen. No matter who it is, your pastor, your children, your grandchildren, your mother, your husband, your wife, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your friend, your coworker, we all need it, even the unbeliever. Because believe it or not, if you continue to strengthen them and comfort them and be there for them, guess what? They too will start to gain and say, they'll ask you, how can I be saved? What do I got to do? I see you, Sister Connie, going in your car. I see you on the line. I see you praying. I want what you got. I see the change in you. I see the peace that will come upon you. While we worried and fearing that, COVID is going to get us and our money gets short, we see you having peace. We see you having joy. We see what God has done in you. We saw you last year. Well, what are you doing different? I'm trusting God.
Amen. That's right.
And then we testify. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just taking God right now. Cousin, bring the guy. Go ahead and shout. Give God praise. Glory and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
For another glorious, wonderful day. My mom has a doctor's appointment this morning, so I'm asking that we touch and agree, declare
Lord.
And decree by the blood of Jesus that all is well. Hallelujah.
Yes, God, right now. Right
Amen.
Now, let us touch and agree right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come together, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the power of his blood right now, we come touching and agree, Father God, combining our faith right now with each other, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, decree and declare, Lord God, that all is well with your daughter, Ruth and May, oh God. Lord, we ask that you touch, heal, deliver, and set free, oh God. Anything that's plaguing our body right now, Lord God, let it be destroyed and come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare a good bill of health right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So, Lord, we ask you to divinely intervene right now and turn it all around, oh God, for a good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that she's delivered and set free, oh God. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you that peace has come and peace is still, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're working on the inside out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm never bringing healing. Lord, we thank you that you release, oh God, the healing from Gilead and your daughter right now. We thank you for your healing virtue that's released, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you're touching the pit of her stomach and radiate through her whole body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm never. So, Lord, we thank you right there, amen. That hallelujah, that she's victorious, oh God, in every area of her life, amen. Concerning her health, her strength, her peace, her joy, her mind, and all. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm never. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your daughter right now, man. In the name of Jesus Christ, that she healed, delivered, set free, blessed, hallelujah, and strengthened by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against and turn the hope of the God, you shall condemn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, if it be that of the doctor of us, oh God, we thank you that it's condemned right now for the God, and that she is blessed, that she is healed, that she is delivered, that she is set free, oh God.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Father God. We thank you that you heard our prayers, and most of all, that you answered our prayers this very day and this very hour in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you add good blessings, added years to our life, Father God. Good years, oh God. Amen. Sickness free, oh God. Pain free, oh God. Ache free. Discomfort free, oh God. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
All is well.
All is well. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. We love you. We thank God for you. We love you, A.G. Ruth and May.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you. We love you too. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. You're just now tuning in to the shout. Amen. This is the time to just give God our praise growing up. You know, we're supposed to praise God throughout the day, worship Him, call upon Him, thank Him all day long that He's kept me, because there's many that started out today but will not make it to the end of the day. Amen. There's some that will leave home today but will not return. Well, we trust God and we decree in the crowd that we're blessing our going out and coming back in. That means you're coming back. God bless them. Yes, you left all blessed this morning. Guess what? You're coming. You're coming back blessed, amen.
Amen.
We declare in the crowd that we already see you home blessed, amen.
Amen.
We see you in your house blessed right now. Even those that don't leave home, there's some that don't leave home. And that right there, now, we declare in the crowd life that we shall live and not die, amen.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, we thank you. Sister Dylan, go ahead and open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning in spite of what I'm going through. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all praise God.
Yes, God.
It all belongs to you. What to say?
Yes,
you didn't
Lord.
Have to do it, but you did it anyway.
Yes.
And I thank you for
Jesus.
Doing it for me and my family, Lord. In Jesus Christ's holy name, thank you.
God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Thank
God
you.
Be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. All glory, honor,
yeah.
and praise goes to all
oh,
for our God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, God.
Oh, God.
We just
yeah.
thank God you all.
Yeah.
God bless you, Mother. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. May peace be your portion. Amen.
Yes,
may you operate in peace. Amen. May you be a peacemaker. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you operate with forgiveness. With the hallelujah of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. May you operate with the love of Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you see yourself as God sees you. And not as yourself or others. In the name of Jesus Christ. And know that God has called you a minister. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. That you will walk in your calling. Amen. From this day forth. Amen.
Yes.
That you, that you don't look at your own self. But see God how God sees you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you, Mother. We love you. We thank God for you. I shout. They can't shout higher. My God, my God. Hey, come on now. Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm in a passionate higher. I'm trying to come along, shine in the head.
Yes.
My God, my God. See, I want
yes.
you to understand today that God is able. See, that some of us are still going through the same old thing, and we're trying to figure out why am I still repeating the same cycle. See,
yes.
there are things in our life that we need to cut ourselves off from. We've allowed ourselves to continue to be attached to these things and people. But it's time for you to release those things and open up your hands and release her. Because, see, God is trying to put something else in your hands. He's trying to take you somewhere, but you allowed yourself to be connected to things and people that are holding you back because you got comfortable in that place. Some of us are comfortable with being uncomfortable. Some of us are comfortable with struggling. Some of us are comfortable being sick. We have decreed the fact that this is my sickness. This is my diabetes. This is my arthritis. This is my high blood pressure. This is my headache. This is my. You have bind yourself with all these sicknesses and pains and discomfort and confusion, and then you made this your lifestyle. But I want you to decree and declare today that you are victorious, that you are sex free, and I come against every stronghold, strong man, every attack, every shackle, every chain that you have attached yourself to in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because some of us, it is running. We will do anything for running. We will honor you. We will talk about you. We will stab you in your back. We will rob you. We will do all we can for money and things. Some of us is with people. Some of us with material possessions. Some of us are in our own way because of how we think. Nobody can tell us nothing. We're self-centered and self-centered, so we can't move. And why we can't move? Because we can't get in our own way so that God can have his way. But I want you to know today that God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me and a purpose for your life. Do not count yourself out because God has promised you in. See, some of us have already counted ourselves out. Amen? God is telling, God has sent someone in your life to tell you that God has a plan for you. But you keep saying, no, 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 not me. Because how I am and how I used to be. But I want you to know that God is a redeemer. He's a restorer. He can make all things new. See, but if you want to hold on to the dirty things, then hold on to it. But I'm here to tell you today that God will clean you up. Amen? He will equip you for the call. Amen? You ain't got to try to do it yourself. See, sometimes we're trying to do things ourselves. What is the thing for God to do? Amen? See, the things that God wants you to do, you try to do what God is trying to do in you. But when you do what you can do, humanly possible, and allow God to do God's thing, that means you now you got to get out of your way. See, there's something for you to do, amen? And there's something for God to do. But God is calling you to do something so that he can move. He don't need you to do something for him to move, but he is requiring you to move so that he can move. When you call on pastor, your faith needs to come up. See, don't even think that all I got to do is have faith that God will muster seed. To get that little bit of faith up. You should have to understand that little bit of faith up is a whole lot of faith up because it's hard to get a little bit up. Because if you get the little bit of faith up, then you have a whole lot to get up. But if you can never get the little bit up, which is a whole lot for God to move up, then you'll never have it to move up. But I want to tell you today, if you just free yourself, stop yourself.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Come on now.
Thank you.
Hey, come on in the mouth. Shout out. See, so we got to be honest with ourselves. You know, there's a song, I'm a leader from Leandra, what's her name? Daniels, I don't know her last name. Anderson, I don't know. Y'all know, and Leandra, that said, deliver me from my own self. When she kind of realized that she's been hurting her own self, she said, deliver me from me. Deliver me from me because I'm hurting my own self. How many of us can testify to that? That I've been hurting my own self. I put my own self through it. But I keep hurting about the devil making me do it. The devil said, I ain't had nothing to do with that. But I'll take the credit. I ain't got my ass behind the paper. But hallelujah, can you confess today, Lord? I've been doing this for my own self. Lord, deliver me from me. Deliver me from my angry ways. Deliver me from my deceitful ways. Deliver me from my manipulated ways, oh God. Can you be honest with yourself? God, deliver me from my drunken self. My God, my God. Deliver me from my addictive self. My money hungry self. God, deliver me. I want you to know that we serve a God that will deliver you. Right where you are.
Uh-huh.
Right where you are. You ain't got to do it by yourself. But then you got to surrender all over. You got to decide today. You can't struggle because God said you going to be hot or you going to be cold, but you can't be lukewarm. So you got to choose. You going to be hot or you going to be cold. The choice is yours to make. God is not going to make that choice for you. He gives you free will. So don't think that God is going to make that choice for you. But the Bible tells me he gives you free will. Amen. Now, are you going to use the will and allow God's will to be done in your life? See, Jesus had a will. But when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Lord, he said, Father, if this cup can pass from me, let it be what it was, let that will be done.
God, that's right. Amen.
My, come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God, will you be honest today with yourself and say, God, I wish I could say that.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I wish I could say, let your will be done and mean it. Can we be honest today? You know, because if you will be honest with yourself, you can't be delivered. But if you're going to keep lying to you about you, you can't be delivered from you. Amen.
Amen.
If you're going to keep lying about you to you,
yes,
then you can't be delivered from you.
Amen.
My God, what are you talking about, Pastor? You know those spouts that keep on, you keep praying over and over in your mind, and you keep letting it feed you to do evil, to do wrong. I'm talking about yourself. I'm talking about you allow you to get in the way. Amen. But you have the power. And see, the enemy want to keep you from that knowing that.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That you got the power to change your mind. You got the power.
That's right.
To change your mind.
Amen.
You got the power. I ain't going to do that.
Amen.
I ain't going to preach that no more.
Amen.
You got the power to preach that thing and say, come out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it must be. The Bible says, the listen of his name.
Amen.
Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess.
Amen.
But if you understand, there's something about the name Jesus.
Amen.
There's something about the name Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't say in the Bible, say it in Moses' name.
Right.
He didn't say it in Abraham's name.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say in Mary's name.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say in Apostle Paul's name or Peter, but in the name of
Jesus. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Paul didn't die for you.
That's right.
Moses didn't die for you.
That's right.
Peter didn't die for you.
That's right.
Mary didn't die for you. But Jesus, he sent the comforter.
Yes.
See, nobody can die and send you the comforter.
That's right.
Like Jesus. See, but he had to go
before
so he can sit.
Yes.
Yes, Lord God, y'all. I'm gonna get out for this line before I get to preaching.
Oh, you didn't know.
Oh, my Lord, my God. I said today, well, we had so much to do. I said, I'm not gonna be able to get on the show. We're gonna do a rebroadcast, and then the rebroadcast didn't play. So we had to come on in, but
that's right.
You all be saved today.
Yes.
And, you know, because you have the power and authority. See, the enemy wants you to think that, man, every day I keep on doing the same old thing over and over. But if you practice, you got to practice that thing.
That's right.
Every day, you got to practice that, and then you become that.
Yeah.
That you practice, you become.
Amen.
That you practice, you become. I want you all to look at your life and see what you're practicing every day.
Right.
Because of that you're practicing,
right,
you become that.
You're saying it over and over and over again in your mind. And in your heart.
Don't come. It's going to come out. It's
going
to come out. It's going to come out.
That's right.
You all be blessed. God bless you. God keep you.
Yes.
I love you. We thank God for you. You all be strengthened, be encouraged. God loves you. And let me tell you this. God doesn't give up on us.
That's right.
You know, we give up on ourselves and we give up on each other.
Amen.
But I want you all to start today. Encourage your brothers and sisters. Encourage.
Today. That's right.
Today.
Amen.
Today. Make a phone call.
That's right.
Call somebody just to encourage them. Let them know I'm thinking about you. Let them know you care. Let them know you're there. You know, it ain't about money, because some people make it about money, you know. Well, if you need me, call me. They first they think it's money. No, sometimes we just need somebody to hear us out.
Amen.
Sometimes we just need to know somebody cares.
Amen.
Just a call, say, I'm thinking about you.
Amen.
Let them know how you feel about them. I appreciate you. Know how you cook. Let it fire you, man.
Jesus.
Jesus does. That's what they need. You know, they need it. Because some, believe it or not, you all, some people think that God don't love me because they've done so much and they've been so far away. And let them know that God loves them. Amen. You all be blessed. We're going to continue on with our day, taking care of business. But make sure you be about your Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you all tonight. We're on for Bible study at 7 p.m. Join us tonight. Bible study is getting real good. And I just thank God for the word, the lesson that's going forth. As we're talking about spiritual warfare and deliverance, just so much to learn within that realm of study. Yes. So God bless you all. Thank you all again. We're lifting you all up here. With Cousin Bonnie that's on the line today, we're lifting you up in your family, my mother and my cousin Brenda Gale, Sister Connie, and Doretha, as well as our sister in Christ, Evangelist Kimberly, Reverend Arena, and their family members. We're lifting you all up in prayer, and we're going to keep you all in prayer. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? and just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into.
Living without all its grace, sometimes I still get amazed.